Lee County Sheriff Carmen Marcenio cover-up of State Attorney Amira Fox's forgery. The Aegis Alliance. Lee County, Florida. Two types of courts exist in Lee County, Florida, Circuit Court and County Court, and this is a report about the crime of forgery and official misconduct. Both of those charges are third-degree felonies and are used to bounce cases between these two courts by a state attorney to shop for the best judges and courts for cases. Judge shopping is a common allegation in the legal world. In Lee County, Florida, they push judge shopping to a higher level of corruption, court shopping. It is difficult and can only be accomplished with an official crime. Now the UN-elected sheriff, Carmen Marcenio, is neck deep in these serious government crimes.
Sign Scott Haminsky's Change.org petition. http://chng.it/casequivswolb.
Scott Haminsky, the founder and leader of the anti-police state rock band, Scott X and the Constitution Commandos, began receiving death threats from Maricopa County, Arizona in 2013 through 2017. When Haminsky began reporting the crime to Sheriff Mike Scott, instead of enforcing the law, Mike Scott chose to silence Haminsky and deny him law enforcement and public safety services in Lee County to this pesky activist. So he then obtained a gag order to silence Haminsky. Henceforth, all communication with the sheriff or any of his staff became a crime of contempt. Upon receipt of another death threat in 2017, Haminsky reported it to the sheriff as any ordinary citizen would, and the sheriff had his crony state attorney Amira Fox prosecute Haminsky. For a critic of the police state, reporting a crime is a crime, contempt of court. Things went wrong for Amira Fox because the court and judge she chose for the case, Judge Elizabeth Cryer, a circuit court judge, recused herself from the case because of extreme conflict of interest. The new judge on the case was Chief Circuit Judge Michael McHugh, who does not have the same propensity to ignore the rule of law that made Judge Cryer the perfect choice for Amira Fox. Although Circuit Judge McHugh knew of the dirty details of this case, he didn't wish to participate and was happy to look on from the sidelines while the corruption transpired. Amira Fox hatched a scheme to get a contempt of court case before a judge in a court whereby it would be guaranteed that activist Haminsky would be convicted by a judge that would be willing to ignore the statutes and constitution, Florida Contempt Rule 3.840, and the federal right to counsel and a jury trial mandated by the Bill of Rights as well as Florida Rule 3.840. See Rule 3.840. Now State Attorney Amira Fox had to get creative. She didn't want the contempt case in 17CA-421 to be heard by Chief Circuit Judge Michael McHugh because he tends to obey the rule of law and he is not quite as prone to corruption. Fox needed a solution, forgery. On June 30, 2017, Amira Fox printed out a court order from the 20th Circuit Court. Case 17CA-421 dated June 5, 2017. See page 1 of the June 6th order with the correct timestamp and the correct docket number that Amira Fox printed out in June 30, 2017. Page 1 of order. All legitimate and proper. Still on June 30, Amira Fox, then with the printed out June 5th order in front of her, hand modified the order by pen, handwritten, with a newly generated Lee County Court.
Docket number. 17MM815, which she created behind the back of Judge Cryer. Without a new signature from Judge Cryer. See page 1 of the forgery of Amira Fox manufactured on June 30th with a new handwritten docket number and a double time stamp on the top of the paper indicating that the order is a forgery and not an original order authored and signed by a judge. Page 1 or order. The handwriting on the forgery is now ripe for analysis by the Carmen Marcenio's Lee County Sheriff Office for Felony Forgery and Felony Official Misconduct Charges, FS. 831.01, FS. 838.022, and he has notice and knowledge of the crimes. With a new docket number and a fresh forgery of a court order that Amira Fox manufactured, behind the back of Judge Cryer, without a new signature from Judge Cryer. Fox was ready to prosecute a case against Scott Haminsky in another court, a second court, a double jeopardy violation. The cunning state's attorney, Amira Fox, then took this forgery to the clerk of court. told them that this was an order from a judge when it was actually a forgery manufactured by Amira Fox that same day. She then filed it as a charging document initiating a new criminal case in a completely different court, Lee County Court, with a forged handwritten docket number, 17MM815, with a lifted, old judicial signature and made sure the case was assigned to Judge James Adams. Amira Fox knew Judge James Adams would have no problem with the forgery, and a judge that he had been caught and condemned by the 2nd District Court of Appeal in Lakeland, Florida in case Pena v. State, and Judge James Adams had been reprimanded by the Florida Supreme Court for sexual misconduct with an attorney appearing before him in exchange for great results in court for the sexually abused attorney. Case hijacking was right in Judge James Adams' comfort zone. Anything goes. Judge Adams' history of hijacking cases from other courts, judges made him the perfect judge to accept Amira Fox's forgery and to work with Fox to convict at all costs, which turned out to include stripping Heminsky of defense counsel and the right to a jury trial mandated by the Bill of Rights and Florida Rule 3.840.
Now Fox had everything set up for conviction based upon her forgery. There was just one problem though, because of the forgery of Judge Cryer's signature, electronically, lifted, from the June 6, 20th, Circuit Court order, and the back channels used in the dark recesses of the Lee Courthouse complex, Heminsky was never served with the forgery. There existed no valid case against Scott Heminsky, because, unfortunately for State Attorney Amira Fox, judicial signatures cannot be recycled and reused like clothing at a Goodwill store, they must be authentic originals. See docket sheet from the case initiated with a forgery, Lee County Court, 17MM815, no service. See docket. Fundamental due process in the United States requires a court to have personal and subject matter jurisdiction over a cause to proceed. Why didn't Amira Fox serve the document? It's free and quite simple. Maybe Amira Fox was just too embarrassed about the forgery, or the corrupt courthouse gymnastics used to get the forgery filed in a new court just caused her to forget to serve the document. She was just too busy manufacturing and filing the forgery. The result of a lack of service is a court has no personal jurisdiction over a defendant, equating to no legal case at all. The case is void. Docket without service. Epilogue. The acts of moral turpitude by Sheriff Carmen Marsenio, State's Attorney Amira Fox, Judge James Adams, and Clerk of Courts Linda Doggett in this little corrupt corner of Southwest Florida have extended to a Tampa appellate court and to the Florida Supreme Court. Anything goes for a bloodthirsty prosecutor out for a pound of flesh, despite the burden on courts throughout the state of Florida foisted upon them by a corrupt prosecutor and judge that rubber stamps prosecutorial misconduct and constitutional violations. This is judicial and prosecutorial misconduct that is prejudicial to the administration of justice. Judge Adams and Fox make an interesting crime-fighting, or, more properly, crime-perpetrating duo. See brief filed in the Florida Supreme Court that memorializes the events and issues presented in the case of per se government crime and misconduct. Heminsky v. Florida, SC 20-598. First of all, the June 5, 2017 signature of a judge cannot be lifted off one document, affixed to another document, and then held out by prosecutor Amira Fox as an order authored by a judge and valid to initiate a new case in a new court in June 30, 2017. The signature of Judge Cryer in Circuit Court Case 17 CA 421 is just that, a judicial signature valid only on one document, in one court, the 20th Circuit Court, and in one case 17 CA 421. As a criminal prosecutor, one would think Amira Fox would at least be better at forgery than simply lifting a judicial signature to forge a court order. The forgery of June 30, 2017, retains the signature of Judge Cryer from June 5, 2017, and the date of signing is June 5, 2017, and the paper is date stamped in June 5, 2017, even though this manufactured order was created on June 30. The forgery of June 30 was hand-modified by Amira Fox with a new docket and case number, and it is time and date stamped both on June 5, 2017, and June 30, 2017. In the Lee Court complex, court orders are indeed like used clothing at a Goodwill store that can be used and recycled over and over again, lacking any scintilla of legitimacy.
Amira Fox should have at least removed the June 5th courthouse date and time stamp from the filing in the circuit court on the June 30th county court filing while she was manufacturing the order to create a more credible new county court order. In forgery, haste can make waste or a very transparently poor forgery. Why the obsession to create a forged court order? Amira Fox correctly calculated that her chances of success in the circuit court were no longer good without Judge Cryer, who recused from the case. The forgery was manufactured not only for the purpose of judge shopping, but Amira Fox also engaged in the forgery for court shopping. If the case stayed in circuit court where it was properly initiated, there would be no need for a forged court order. She desperately wished the case to be in county court with Judge Adams, who was known for case hijacking and constitutional deprivations, among other scandalous problems.
The forgery by Amira Fox was accompanied by assistance from the clerk of courts, Linda Doggett, who falsified court records by backdating and docketing the forgery to almost a month earlier to make it appear more legitimate on court docket sheets. Amira Fox and the clerk also falsified the offense date on court docket sheets in Lee County Court, 17M815 docket sheet. The true offense date is April 26, 2017, not June 5, 2017, as lied to by the clerk of courts on court docket sheets that Linda Doggett, in 2019, certified as authentic to the 2nd District Court of Appeal in Lakeland, Florida. See the very first order of April 26, 2017, memorializing the true and correct offense date on or before April 26, 2017. True order and correct offense date. Unlike the felony official misconduct, FS 838.022, forgery of Fox and Doggett, this court order is the true and authentic 119 pages long, not the 3-page length of the Amira Fox forgery. This is felony official misconduct related to the docket sheet, and the mysterious disappearance of 116 pages from the court order is further evidence of sloppy forgery and felony official misconduct related to the felony forgery. The clerk's backdating and false offense date are felony official misconduct related to the docket sheet. In fact, the filing date of the forgery of June 30, 2017, even though stamped on the forgery by the clerk, appears nowhere on any court docket sheet in any related case at the Lee Courthouse Complex. Detailed descriptions, copies of court papers, government documents, and other evidence were forwarded to Sheriff Carmen Marsenio and are at the Sunshine Law document request at muckrick.com, alerting Sheriff Carmen Marsenio of the rampant crime flourishing in the Lee Court complex. What has Sheriff Carmen Marsenio done subsequent to his knowledge of these crimes? Cover them up and hope nobody notices. The aftermath. Now, the new UN-elected sheriff, Carmen Marsenio, appointed by former Governor Rick Scott at the insistence of former Sheriff Mike Scott, who has received a formal complaint of the courthouse forgery via a muckrick.com Sunshine Law request, is happy to be part of the cover-up in this courthouse crime. He is now actively participating in the cover-up. See also, forgery and official misconduct are third-degree felonies as described in Florida Statutes Section 831.01 and 838.022, and carry a penalty of up to 5 years in prison, up to 5 years of probation, and up to a $5,000 fine. The statute of limitations for cases against government employees extends for 3 years after the government employee leaves office. The statute of limitations will still hold for 3 years after Amira Fox, Linda Doggett, Judge James Adams, and Carmen Marsenio leave their offices. Sheriff Carmen Marsenio continued on with Mike Scott's crime of embracing a gag order against Haminsky if Haminsky reported a crime. Reporting crime is a crime. In Mike Scott's and now Carmen Marsenio's world, the gag order is still in effect, barring Haminsky's communication with anyone working under Marsenio, including his staff, who are always present at the courthouse as bailiffs and security. And, now, there's the forgery and official misconduct Marsenio knows about and is covering up. Amira Fox was prosecuting Haminsky for reporting a crime to Sheriff Mike Scott, the crime of death threats Haminsky was getting from Maricopa County, Arizona. for an activist like Scott Hominsky that the government wishes to silence, reporting a crime is a crime and the First Amendment is cast aside. Now close allies, Sheriff Carmen Marsenio and State Attorney Amira Fox are truly partners in crime as well as in politics.
Ironically, tragically and notoriously, the court shopping scheme of Amira Fox via the use of forgery and official misconduct was invalidated by a 2019 order of a Tampa appellate court, the Second District Court of Appeal, in Hominsky v. State, 2D191247. See ruling finding that the offense Hominsky was charged with, contempt of court, can only be heard by the court where it occurred, invalidating the criminal antics of Amira Fox and her cohorts in the Lee County Court for a 20th Circuit Court contempt matter. Yet, Hominsky stands convicted and was imprisoned. Ruling 2D171247. This ruling is patently consistent with logic. The charge was contempt of court, not contempt of every and any court. Illegally adjudicating alleged circuit court contempt in county courts is corruption unique to only Southwest Florida. The remainder of the state operates legally. However, the official crimes impact Tampa area courts and the Florida Supreme Court, as this level of corruption is hard to contain. Sign Scott Hominsky's Change.org petition. http://chng.it/casequivswolb. Court order prior to service. Page 1, dated 5 June 2017, legal and proper. Court order, page 1, marked served 5 June 2017, but with a June 14, 2017 court filing date, legal and proper.
Forgery, page 3, lifted from a June 5, 2017, 20th Circuit Court order and filed in Lee County Court in June 30, 2017, without a new judicial signature. Forgery and official misconduct. FS 301.01. FS 838.022. Third degree felonies. Court order. Page 3. All legal and proper. Note the electronically reproduced signature in the prior image identical to this paper. Humanly impossible for both signatures to be so exact they can be overlaid upon each with no variance. Note the absence of a time, date stamp in the margin, unlike the forgery in the prior image. Court order. Forgery dated 5 June 2017 but filed on June 30, 2017, that contains both the court time stamp when the authentic order was filed on 5 June 2017 and the June 30, 2017 date of the forgery. There are two contradictory dates are in the header of the document. Court orders cannot be recycled and reused by a corrupt state's attorney. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.